coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Monday, April 29, 2024. How quickly this year is going. I mean, going to be into May here soon. And then what's happening to the year? 190 days out from the election. And I bring this up, the election, because I do want to mention this and this alone. Because I do read the comments on Rumble, Brideon, and folks, please subscribe so you can comment on Rumble, on our feed at Rumble and Brideon. Subscribe to the Hagman Report, because I like the interaction. I like to know what you're thinking. And I know RT, Randy Taylor, who's on deck today as well, likes it as well. We want to hear your thoughts. And one of the things this weekend, I was doing a lot of research, a lot of reading, and also a lot of PI work, actually, outside work. And one thing the one thing I am absolutely convinced about, the polling that's taking place, stick with me here. Because I know a lot of people don't like politics. You know, it's like the right versus the left. It's the same. It's a uniparty. And it's a selection of a person as opposed to the will of the people. I understand that. But there's something different going on right now. There's something really different. And I really want you to consider this. I know there are people out there who distrust Donald Trump. And when you look, when I read the comments, primarily that distrust is focused on his advocating the so-called vaccine, the Operation Warp Speed, and all of that. I understand that. And if he would move away from that, I would feel a lot better. Do I have answers about that? Nope, I don't. Do I hold it against him? Yeah, he's going to have to answer for that. But what I'm going to tell you, this is bigger than any one person. This is bigger than Donald Trump. The polls that are out there show Donald Trump leading beyond, I mean, just at crushing the polls. I'm not going to show you the poll numbers. You can find them on your own. Between him and Biden, I think it's a 6-point spread. And then when you throw the third party candidates and other candidates in there, it's like a 12-point or even bigger point spread. Watching MSNBC, and I'll save you the torture of Rachel Maddow and Jen Psaki and Andrew Weissman. I'll save you all of that. But when I was watching the different programs for preparation for today's show, there was one thing, and I even went back a month, there was one thing that I am absolutely convinced they will not allow Donald Trump to be president again. They absolutely will not. And you see all the lawfare against him. It's an incredible scenario. It's a Marxist, it's a communist tactic to compel the front-running presidential candidate. And again, think about this in the larger sense. Put aside some of the smaller issues. And not to state that that's a small issue, but relative to the bigger picture, just put that aside for a minute. The disagreements you may have with President Trump, to keep him in a cold, dark, dingy, and believe me, I've been in those courtrooms, okay, in New York City. It ain't fun. But to keep him there while Biden is being Joe Biden elsewhere, by itself, that's a communist tactic that we have to look at. We have to understand what's taking place here. That's to keep him from campaigning. But that only happens in communist countries, right? No, it's happening here in this country. But let's just say Donald Trump prevails, everything from the documents case to the, this is not a hush money case. This is a bookkeeping case. It's not hush money. Let's say he prevails in everything, including the presidential immunity. And folks, I hope you understand the weight behind that case. Because if the Supreme Court decides against presidential immunity by one vote, then our republic, the separation of powers the left talks about, it's over. It's absolutely over. And you have to ask yourself, for nearly 250 years, nearly 250, how did we survive 2.5 centuries without that issue having to be litigated? They can't allow him, and they won't allow him to be president, even if he wins the numbers. Okay, here's how I see it playing out, and I want to get Randy Taylor, and I'd like to hear from you too, comment on this. But here's how I see it playing out. You go to Election Day, and let's just say the immunity case is pushed off until after Election Day. The documents case as well, perhaps. And Donald Trump wins, we'll just say the popular and the electoral vote for the sake of discussion. What would happen? The left, the communists, embedded communists in this country, they are so, I mean, they've pulled out all of the stops. And we'll also say the climate emergency didn't work. Nothing worked. The vote was so overwhelming for Donald Trump that they can't deny it. If the House has enough uniparty and deep state members, they can do essentially what they're accusing Donald Trump and his team of doing, and that is to get enough people to refuse to seat the president. To refuse to seat him. Can they do it? Yeah, they can. We're heading for a civil war. We're heading for a war like nothing you've ever seen in this country. And I have some not a lot, but a few explanations here or video clips about the bigger picture. Because what we're seeing as well, you've got the southern border, these foreign invaders coming into our country. They're criminals. And I always say, look, it's bigger than the vote, obviously. But notice Schumer, Senator Schumer, wants to grant them voting privileges, right? He does. Okay. Could that swing the vote, perhaps? But if that, again, if that doesn't work, and they can't throw him in jail, and they can't do it, and maybe they try to, perhaps, or don't kill him. Because ultimately, that's what they want to do. They believe, and I believe this, that they want him dead because they want us dead. Irrelevant. What does Steve say? Vilified, nullified, and then destroyed. They don't want us. They want to see us made irrelevant and ultimately dead. We saw that with the jabs. We saw that with the bioweapon. So all of this taking place right now, and we're seeing that too with letting in the criminals into this country. And I've got a lot to say on that. Well, actually, the videos do. This is what's going to take place. I don't think they will allow President Trump, if he survives, and I pray that he does, as I pray that I don't wish ill on well, I pray for his safety, absolutely. But here's the thing. They're not going to let him in. They're going to find a way. I mean, do you think for one moment that all of the effort that has gone into keeping him busy so far, the Mark Eliases of the world, the Andrew Weissmans of the world, the people behind and aside, standing alongside the power brokers, not just here in America, but worldwide, do you think that they're putting all of this effort, pulling out all the stops, just to say, okay, well, he won. It's over. He won. It's okay. It's not going to happen. This is a spiritual battle. Can we win? Absolutely, we can win. We do win. Doesn't mean that the road's going to be smooth and everything's going to be fine between now and when we win. We know what happens. The Bible tells us what happens. But I'm going to tell you right now, we are in for some really rocky times. All right. I'm going to bring my good friend Randy Taylor on before I do, folks. Hey, if you haven't done so already, please try NanoSoma. I want my healthback.com. I want my healthback.com. It's this spray. I'm sorry. I always do that. To rewind, I want my healthback.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. Go to Hagman PI, click on the link there. This stuff empowers your body to make its own vitamin C, boosting immunity. It regulates the vitamin D receptor. As a matter of fact, it regulates all 48 or 9 nuclear receptors. Supports healthy aging by supporting various things in your body. I'm telling you what, if you go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Hagman and look at some of the, just do the research, look at some of the before and after pictures. Both with the spray and with the topical gel. iwantmyhealthback.com/Hagman. Now, as I always say, you got to stick with it. You think, you know, spray it in your mouth one time and everything's going to be just hunky-dory? No. Like everything else, you have to stick with it. But I'll tell you what, that gel really fixed my hand when I cut my hand. I told you that before. And it was amazingly quick. But with the spray, if you have a lot wrong with you, hey, took you a while to get there, didn't it? It's going to take you a while to get back. Not years, okay, but, you know, hey, what do they say? Couple of weeks for, I think, 2 to 3 weeks for every year you've had a condition. So kind of in your mind, you think of that. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Hagman. All right, with me, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. Randy, how are you, sir? How was your weekend?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to picture that little spray. I got to get a bottle that you can fill the bathtub with. It's the only way that's going to work, buddy. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
After that intro, man,
What do you think? What do you think?
I honestly think that we, the people, are going to take care of this.
I know that they're going to.
There's a couple of things that could trigger what's going to happen. Okay. If they do something, you know, legally with these fake cases or something like that, and try and, you know, say, boom, now he can't be president. Or if they attempt something on his life, whatever it is, it's going to be something that is, there's no coming back from. There's no way around it. Okay. And heaven forbid they do actually take his life. And you know what? They need to, at the end of the day, I have faith in we, the people. I think that if they pull something like that, the response from the people will be overwhelming in D.C. I'm talking manpower, feet on the street. I'm talking Secret Service would drop their guns and run. That kind of, listen, there's a, and believe me on this, there's a lot of veterans out here. And they're done. They're tired. They're tired of the left. And honestly, every problem that this country has could be solved in a 124-hour period. Let the left pull something, respond to them, and crush them. I'm not talking about exchanging words out in the street. I'm talking about hit them with a brutality. No one would believe that that's what happened. Okay. And that's what it said. That's what's going to be required if they can't get Trump in office. If it's laid out or said in such a way that there's no way that Trump goes in office. We don't have any choice but to respond in a way that will never be forgotten in the history books. And I'm going to tell you right now, because if we respond, picture this. Let's say you had the BLM came out in the street in Antifa, and they were out in D.C. protesting, you know, Trump or whatever, There's going to come a day when the right is going to respond, because we haven't. The right is going to respond, and history's never going to forget it.
It's 1776, part two.
We're Christian patriots, okay? But there's nowhere that says that just because you're a Christian, you can't defend your country. Well, I look back at our forefathers, and they would be ashamed of us.
I suspect they would have gotten busy long before this.
Yeah, and I just think when that desperation hits, people are going to realize, wow, taking a few days off from my job ain't that big a deal, because I'm not going to have a job if this continues. You know, they have to, it's like you got to take everything away from them to get their attention. Now, we've got tons of Christian patriots. Oh, you just look across your social platforms, okay? They're talking in the millions. They're patriots. And I'll tell you what, this government thinks that they're untouchable. Yeah, the thing is, and they've all painted January 6th as this big, bad day. January 6th was nothing. Nobody was armed, nothing. It was not an insurrection. It's a protest that got out of hand a little bit, but it was not an insurrection. If it were an insurrection, had that 500,000 people showed up with weapons, it'd be a totally different day today. But that wasn't the point to going to D.C. It was there to support Trump, show support. That was the point to it. You know, and hopefully influence Mike Pence to do his job. These people are going to have to be very careful about the people in Washington, because I'll tell you what, every one of them, and same thing's happening in Canada.
Yep.
Mark my words. I'm watching videos of people in Canada, the leaders of a rebellion right now that's getting ready to break out. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have enough cops in the Capitol to stop the people coming, if they're coming.
And if the what happens after that?
So, what happens after that is you have to, that's the part that's really important, is you have to set up another government quickly, an interim government. And you have to assure the country, okay, there's not a bunch of banana fruitcakes, whatnots.
But you're going to have half the country say, no, this is illegitimate. I mean, already.
What are they going to do about it?
Nothing. Again, that's where the Civil War part comes in, the tribal warfare.
I don't think that I don't believe that they would die for what they believe in.
That's a good point. Would they die?
No. They would die needlessly in the street. But they're not going to go in thinking that, well, I'm going to give my life for my country. No, they don't.
Well, they hate this country.
These people, yeah, but you understand, these people are into self-satisfaction, instant gratification. You know, the whole combat thing, it wounds them. They wouldn't be able to respond. They wouldn't be able to do anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to do anything. The cops, I'm telling you, nobody on the right shows up at anything.
Yeah.
But they're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. I'm just saying, one day, Doug, there's going to be that push that becomes a shove, and they won't be able to back away from it. It'll be balls out at that point. We're just not there yet.
Bongino says that quite often. We're
just not there yet with people.
Right.
As far as people having given up on the system. We're old, diehard Americans that believe that what's here works. Unfortunately, we're finding out that it doesn't work. And believe me, when it's time, I believe that the people that love this country will do what needs to be done for this country. Because
I think
they love their country, they love their kids, they love their grandkids. That's why I said, but it has to be. And right now, people are putting their money on Trump, hoping, you know what I mean? It's like Moses, any leader in the Bible. You know, people put their money on them. That's who they bet on, this person. And that's where we're at. But if they just, boom, kill Trump one day, I'll tell you what, it's over.
Or like I said, refuse to seat them, certify them, certify the slate of electors.
That too, but I honestly think they'd be afraid to do that because of they know what the repercussions would be. They're coming down to realize, and one day they're going to realize shortly, that there's no damn choice but to put Trump back in office. Unless they want a bloodbath.
And then they're gonna handcuff the living crap out of him. They're going to make sure that he can't get squat done.
Then, you know what? There's ways around all of that. He was a rookie the last time in office.
That's true.
He's got people that are willing to help him, people that know things, people that know how to do things. And listen, if these pukes get out of hand, honestly, all you have to do is say something, and it'd be dealt with. The people, everybody likes the guy. The left isn't willing to die for what they believe in.
Can we have
the right? The patriots are.
Okay, can we even have this conversation? And folks, again, I appeal to you.
This is hypothetical.
Can we have this conversation given the fact that we are so far down the communist road that the communists have been embedded in every part of our government? Can we even have this discussion where there is life, there is a republic after this election, regardless of, because, hey, if it goes to Biden or the Biden regime or the handlers, it's over. I mean, I will tell you right now, it is
and people are going to have to understand what you're saying is their freedoms and their liberties are gone.
Why did I implicate? Yeah, exactly.
But to make it simple for folks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're saying. All liberties and freedoms are gone. And then boom, you're on and on with the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum. You're going to be living in 15-minute cities. They're going to kill you at will, kill you whenever they want to. If you become old and useless, euthanasia. If you're not perfect in the wound, you're going to be aborted. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fight for the survival of humanity. It's that simple. And when you put it in those terms, you know what, Doug? Nobody wants to get bloody. Guys that have been in combat before, they don't ever want to do that again. But they will.
Well,
people need to remember. They need to remember that. Okay? I'll tell you right now, there's millions of vets that are willing to die for their country. And these are the people who have to be contended with by these clowns. You got the freaking admiral wearing a dress. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would be so fierce, Doug. It would be so fierce. And the only problem you have is you got people like the Secret Service that nobody has anything against. You got people there to protect politicians that nobody has anything against. But when it's you're going to hit the fan, and when they come knocking, people are going to have to make decisions on what side they're standing on.
You mentioned
and that decision. Yeah, that decision has to be made.
I want to say this. I can tell you there. You folks, you probably heard about the Secret Service agent that had was involved in an altercation. It was a female detached to the. To Kamala Harris detail, okay, and was let go because of a situation. And it's kind of hush-hush. No one really knows what happened.
Was it between her and Harris?
No, it was between her and other agents. Tell you is the information I'm getting back channel-wise.
Okay, I was unaware of any of that.
Yeah. This happened last week where a single agent had, if you listen to the mainstream media, gone off the rails, essentially. It had a meltdown. I think one of the headlines was Secret Service agent has a meltdown. It was worse than people will ever know. Now, can I say anything at this point? No. Well, why not? Because, well, if I did, I probably wouldn't be on the air tomorrow, number one. And number two, I'm not sure I haven't fully vetted the source, okay? But from what I'm hearing from the source, it was a major event. Okay, so... The reason I brought that up is because what you said about the Secret Service.
And bear in mind the parameters I'm setting up here. I'm not saying if someone from the left gets voted in, that's going to be Revolutionary War or Civil War.
Oh, no.
That's not what I'm saying.
No.
What I'm saying is if they do something to Trump that's illegal, unethical, you know what I mean? If they hurt him, if they killed him, or if they cheat again.
Wait, what about putting him in a jail cell?
If they cheat again.
Okay.
If they win in November, it better be a Betty Crocker win.
Well,
I shit you not, because I'm sorry, and I hate to say it like that. If it's not a bit, because honestly, this is a republic.
Yes.
And if it's gone that far left, and that's the way it's going to be, we can all move somewhere. That's a discussion for after the election. The only time I'm talking about is from here to Election Day. That's the only period of time I'm concerned with. Well, after the election, I that's a whole other ball of wax. My main thing is the left and their banana republic tactics.
Exactly.
That's where I have the issue. You know, when the judge goes in and basically has already pronounced Trump guilty before the trial even starts.
Right.
Or he's got a daughter that's making $1 million by being in a group that hates Trump.
Exactly.
Those are the things right there that draw blood, Doug. Just a honest to goodness election? No, and honestly, if they quite simply and honestly outvoted the right, it's because the right didn't get out and vote. And I know plenty of conservatives that don't vote. And shame on them.
Yeah.
I hate to say that.
For whatever reason, you have to.
The left not only do the live ones vote, the dead ones vote too.
And man, I'll tell you what, doesn't that show dedication?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the point I'm making. The right needs to get off their sorry asses and their complacent asses and get busy. They should be out there talking to all their neighbors right now about the next election. Every last one of them. The complacency is killing us, Doug. It's killing the country.
We need to clean up the voter rolls. There are organizations that are doing that right now. We need to do a lot of things between now, well over the next 150 days, but beyond that. But before you go on, I poll pages of video clips, right? I mean, for every show. I mean, I've got lists of video clips for every show.
Oh yeah.
I only selected one video clip about the left in Biden. And this is video 2 in the show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com because this to me tells the story. Out of all of the video clips we could possibly show you, in 17 seconds, this should tell everyone, how can I put this, where people are at with the left, with the Obama, Biden, Harris regime, the selected stolen election, this shit for brains guy that's in the White House and is pig of a wife who is guilty of elder abuse and the people around them in this 17 second clip. And folks, there's an F word in this maybe two. I don't know. No, oops. It's just one, which is, but you know what? It reflects the left sees this. The left down to their very core knows that this is what the majority of the American public feel. But this, to me, captures everything in 17 seconds. I'd like your comments on the other side. And folks, again, feel free to comment in the comment section on anything that we're talking about. But here it is, cut 2.
Wow, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. Fuck you.
You know why I picked that clip? Not just the response by that individual that was not seen, but by that reaction. Did you see any reaction there?
With Biden?
Yeah.
You don't know where he's at. He doesn't know where he's at.
Okay, exactly.
He is so stoned, man. Look at him. Look at him. Don't tell me he's not wasted. He's on something. I think they sedate him. But I honestly do.
I don't even think he comprehends what is being said to him.
Now look at the Secret Service guys when they're with him. Honestly, I don't think they can stand the guy. I really don't.
Would you take a bullet for that guy?
No. No, 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 no.
Man.
Nope. Nope.
And folks, okay.
And that's sad because I'd do it for a stranger on the street. So.
That's sad. I would too. But doesn't that 17, I mean, when the left sees that, when Morning Joe sees that, Mika, you know, and all of these leftist communist types see that. Mm-hmm. They hear what's being said, mm-hmm. which is a reflection of the majority of the Americans and really the world, the Western world anyway. And they look at his reaction and they know that they're in trouble and they've got to like pull out all the stops. That's why I selected that
one. They're going to make some changes in May. The other thing is...
Why May?
I think because we're running out of time. I mentioned it to you. I said, you know, the left will come up with something. You know, and I said, you know, it could be somebody... I don't think Michelle Obama's going to float the boat, honestly, if they bring her out. So I said, what if they tried the actor approach again and brought out somebody like Tom Hanks? The left would love him. There's some people on the right would probably vote for him. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy.
Like out of left field, you're talking?
Bingo. Way out of left field. Way out of left field. This is. You look at the last election, and this guy was in his basement while Trump was out filling stadiums and arenas.
And this guy couldn't even draw a crowd at Wawa. He
can't draw a crowd in his hometown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's anybody that says that the election wasn't thrown is either a liar or an idiot. One of the two. And these judges all over the country, because the count was pretty close, honestly, on some things. And there was enough wrongdoing in the elections that the numbers would have made a difference if it was redone. The whole election process has been mutilated. And we're going to go through this again if they have this week-long election.
Yeah.
But here's what's going to happen this time. The people are going to flip out on the lefties at the polling places. When I say this, I'm not wanting this, and I'm not telling anybody that I've heard anything, because I haven't. I'm just telling you, I understand people pretty good. I understand human nature pretty good. They've been around a while. They're this far from this whole deal blowing up in their face. And they don't have... If the people go nuts, there's nothing this government can do about it. Nothing. Well, good. I've got F-16s. Really?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
You're going to jump up and start shooting civilian centers. See, that's the other thing with the right. The right wouldn't just want to randomly go out and, you know, bomb a building and hurt people. That's just not us. That's not how anybody is on the right.
No.
You know what I mean? It would be direct contact, boom, or directly against the government, boom.
But okay.
And the government couldn't stop that.
But see the anger I want to expand this if you don't mind. The anger, first of all, the hubris from people on the left is growing. Their ideological mandates, I think, are getting stronger. They want things to get done quicker, obviously. But the people, the uniparty that we see today, Speaker Mike Johnson, he could take the reins on a lot of things. He's failed to do so. You have Jim Jordan making a lot of good sound bites, but has there been anything to come of that? No. Rand Paul, same thing. Anything coming of any of this show crap? No, nothing.
Nope.
So The
and Johnson and somebody just throw this in real quick.
Yeah.
That somehow, some way, a company donated like $95,000 to Johnson's campaign after he did that a huge multi-billion-dollar deal with Ukraine. Somebody, then they could tie the company back to that contribution. But it was involved in the Ukraine payout. I'll get more of my more.
It's interesting because the Chinese with the Bidens the same way. Okay, mm-hmm. You've got not just, and when I say the Bidens, I'm talking about the entire Biden family, except, of course, the illicit granddaughter of Joseph Biden, Joseph and Joe Biden, which they don't. They pretend doesn't exist, but the entire Biden family were enriched both during his vice presidency, after his vice presidency, before his presidency, and during his presidency by the Communist Chinese Party.
Absolutely.
But this also goes to Gavin Newsom, some of the state governors. Hey, also many senators, many House members, they're all involved in being enriched by the communist, in this case, Communist Chinese Party, but also the communists and the Marxist ideology. So,
and how do you sleep at night?
So the rage is going to be against the entirety, I think, of the complex. Do you think that?
It could be a total wipeout of everything in Washington.
I really
don't and start over, because when something breaks loose in Canada, that's what's going to happen. Front to back, there, the people that are talking are very.
What are you hearing relative to this in Canada?
They're ready to pounce, and what they want to do is they're promoting the idea that, and they're right, that Canada is a corporation, and corporations can't make laws. And unless you specifically agreed from something with this corporation, they can't impose their will on you. Also, when they do make a move, they're going to arrest every last person in Parliament. All sides. Pass that, I don't know.
Do they have the equivalent of the Secret Service up there? I mean, whatever.
Yeah, they're called the RCMP.
Okay.
But if you watch videos of the only thing that Trudeau's done, and that's a moot point, is he thinks he's like the president of the United States. So he's got, you know, like 15, 16, 18 black Suburbans. Okay. You can have all the Suburbans you want. All right. But what counts for security are the people that are directly in person around the protectee. And they suck. Yeah, I'm serious. I've watched them many times, and I'm like, man, if that's your security, and there's somebody out there that really wants your ass, you're in trouble, mister. Right. He's got, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Just because you have 16 Suburbans, that doesn't make you safer. Any safer than 6 Suburbans.
No.
It's the people that are inside those Suburbans that are going to decide through their actions, whether you live or die.
Okay, so the Canadian counterpart to our Secret Service would be a subset of the RCMP.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry,
that is kind of humorous, actually.
I get that Dudley Do Right thing in my head.
I was thinking about that, but knowing you've got family up there, I wasn't going to make.
One thing with Canadians, too, though, you're very laid-back people, okay?
Everyone I've met, pretty much,
They've been stepped on one too many times, man. This last carbon tax, this axe tax, and then they're starting to realize that, sure, you're going to vote conservative, and sure, you're going to get Trudeau out of office, but the guy that's coming in on the conservative side, that Pierre Polyev, Pat Polyev, or whatever his name is, they're saying he's a snake, too. And when you look at it, I don't see a whole hell of a lot of difference. The only place I see any difference is Trudeau is lockstep with the World Economic Forum, where Polyev has said no one in his administration will ever be allowed to talk to him.
You know, we have, okay, so a couple of things. We've got the, did I even put that on? Oh, yeah. In we've got a video about the World Health Organization, which is really kind of a, how can I put this, channeling Steve Quayle here, is tied with the World Economic Forum, their agenda.
Yeah, okay, it's a catalyst.
Exactly. But before I get to that, I do want to show this, again, the hubris of the left. You've got to, folks, you've got to understand that they've pulled out all the stops. And you know what? It's in our faces, and they don't care what you think. This is just I thought it was a somewhat humorous, sad, I guess, example, but humorous at the same time, of the left, and specifically Fannie Willis. Did you happen to see the debate between Fannie Willis and her challenger? Did you happen to see that?
No.
Folks, let me ask the crowd. Did y'all happen to see that debate? I've got a minute and a half, I think.
When did this occur? I mean, when she was campaigning.
This is for her reelection.
Okay, so it was recent.
Yeah, yeah. No, Eric the Tech, did you watch that yet?
I did not.
Okay. So, folks, those in the know, you know what I'm talking about, right? You got to see this. Okay, but this is how in your face and how cocksure these people are of themselves. Now I must warn you, if you're drinking something, make sure you swallow it completely. If you're eating something, make sure you swallow it, because I don't want you choking. You got to see this. This is cut one. Here it is.
This is the debate for Fulton County District Attorney. Let's meet the candidates. Christian Y. Smith is an author and attorney. Fannie Willis has served as Fulton County District Attorney since 2021. Ms. Willis declined to participate in the debate and is represented by an empty podium. That concludes the first round. In the second round, the candidates ask questions of each other. Since Fannie Willis declined to participate, Christian Y. Smith, you may pose a question to the empty podium. You also have 30 seconds to provide a rebuttal to how you feel your opponent would have responded.
Hey, Ms. Willis, how you doing? My question for you is, where are you? You know, I'm here because I care about the citizens and the families of Fulton County, but it's my understanding that, you know, you may have attended the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You may be fundraising across the country. But what about us here in Fulton County? What are you doing to address the issues in the jail? What are you doing to address the backlog? Where are you, Ms. Willis? That's what we want to know.
Do you have a rebuttal?
Well, you know, I can't speak for...
Stop. Oh.
That's almost Saturday Night Live material. I'm surprised they didn't grab that Saturday Night Live. They would have had a hoot with that. I know. And she still got elected.
Well, no, I mean, this is for the upcoming.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know what? I think that she's going to find out. I think more New Yorkers are going to get out and bounce her.
That's Fulton County, Georgia, brother. That's okay. Georgia.
Sorry.
But no, that's all right. It's hard to keep track, isn't it?
I am, honestly. Yeah, I just went and said that, and I don't know why.
They all have that same lefty appearance.
I think there's going to be a lot of surprises in the upcoming elections. And I think that these surprises are going to make the left more desperate. They're already tripping out that Trump is in court. Day in, day out, doesn't have time to campaign. When he does, he still goes out and fills an arena. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's just, the dude is a machine. You know what I mean? And no one, even on the left, they can't say he doesn't love his country. He's going to be the driving force, but I think that he'll be the stabilizing force so things don't get out of hand if he gets in it. Because he doesn't want anybody in the country hurt. Well, some things have to change. We're talking total gutting of organizations that have been around our entire lives. The FBI, CIA.
Yeah.
The CIA are the ones that are crapping their pants right now.
That's true.
I'm serious. They're the ones that are sitting around trying to devise something, I'm sure.
And the FBI is right behind them.
Yeah, but if they do anything to Donald Trump, I'll tell you what, I honestly think that the FBI building and the CIA building would be empty.
I mean, care to expand on that?
No, I think that the people will take care of it. What are you going to do?
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah. When people come in mass, and you got to remember, you're talking about veterans, and everybody in America's armed, Doug. Everybody in America's armed. They're not coming there to talk with you at that point. That's over. That's done. You had your chance to make it right. You didn't.
Are we being set up for that, though? Okay. So
it's very possible that they are, but that's a pretty stupid move.
I agree with you on that.
That's a stupid move on their part if that's what they're doing. Because what are they going to do about it? Nothing. Anything that they had that could possibly prosecute or in prison is going to be gone. So we'll start from fresh. I'm telling you, I think the Patriots have been laying back long enough. They've been watching the mouse hole. And now they know they got to go in and get that mouse. It ain't coming out. And I'm just telling you what the word of what's on the street. I'm just telling you the vibe. I'm telling you what you see on social media.
Yeah,
I'm sure the same. I'm sure the feds hopefully figured this out and pull their heads out of their asses. Anything that happens that hurts this country or hurts the people in this country is going to be solely the responsibility of the existing administration.
I would be dignified with the word administration, but yes, okay. I agree.
The shit show that's in there now.
Yeah.
They will bear all of the responsibility for it. And afterwards, when legal measures are put back into place, and there's going to be trials like the Nuremberg trials, I firmly believe that's what's going to happen.
And I've been hearing that for
this
4 years now.
That's good. It's time. Sooner or later, good wins, Doug.
Hey, two more weeks to slow the spread, and Nuremberg trials coming up.
I just think that eventually, Donald Trump needs to be protected. If he needed to be protected, don't you think a few Americans would show up?
100%.
Yeah,
but here's the state, by the way, and I put this in here, and I'd like to play this 9 seconds, nine seconds. Okay. Boy, do I grabbed a lot of big videos. although they do get longer, but here's the state of America today. And could a Donald Trump presidency solve this? Because this is true culture rot. This is cut three. And this happened at Busch Gardens over the weekend. The context, because people say context is important. Supposedly, this older man bumped into or somehow struck a woman at a ride at Busch Gardens. Now, I don't know if it was intentional. That's all the context I have. Do you need any more? I don't know. Let the 9 seconds play out and you judge it for yourself. Here it is.
Help us now!
Okay. That's America today.
That would be the leftist thinking. The problem is that we've been slow to respond. You know what I'm saying? This is happening every day, too. And a lot of that is because law enforcement isn't doing anything. They're being held back. They're being held back. This is that strategy of tension that we talked about a long time ago. This is, look at everything that we play a video about. It fits right into that strategy of tension. They want that. They want Americans fighting each other. At least they think they do. And you know what it is? It's because the right's been sitting back watching.
But to me, I look at that and I see tribal warfare.
Far out. But the chances are the guy with the Hawaiian shirt on may have had a gun.
No. They check everyone. Here's the issue. A guy in his 60s wearing a fanny pack. They check you before you go into Busch Gardens. I was able to verify this. There's not a pocket knife in there. I'm telling you.
Okay, but don't you think honestly he probably could have whipped the piss out of one of those guys? Maybe he's a weak individual. I don't, you know, I've been outnumbered in fights before. I used to do better when I was outnumbered than one-on-one.
Yeah, you fight harder, right?
When I was a bouncer, I didn't care if you fight two, three guys. I don't give a damn. There's a systematic way to do it.
Okay.
This is the left. They beat on the elderly. They're disrespectful. And the thing is, if the right speaks up, let's say there were two guys on the right standing in line. They're almost afraid to say anything because they get put in jail for that.
Well, okay.
And they let the leftist puke walk.
Eric the Tech found this, and this is kind of a somewhat of a different topic, but the media, which is not our friend, carnival in Chicago's suburb shut down over unruly crowds or thugs. But media blames the nice weather. This is compliments of our good friend J.D. Rucker at Liberty Daily. Here, go ahead and play that, or not, or is that just a okay? But anyway, you know what? Don't worry about it. Would we? I don't think this would suddenly end. And folks.
I don't think it is suddenly in.
With Donald Trump.
What do you mean?
I mean, let's say.
Oh, if he comes in, right. That'll settle in. No, it's not going to. But he's going to re-empower the police.
But isn't that the city's job? The mayor of the.
You know what? If you want federal funds for your city, you better do what he says. That's how that works. That game's been going on. Since we had a Congress and a Senate.
Man, okay.
That's exactly how things get done that have the influence of the federal government is money. And if you're not going to follow what they say, you know, and you know, that.
You have to admit he's good at that. He's good at the art of the deal, right?
He is the art of the deal. And he knows what Obama's done. This is Obama's fault.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Nobody, this, all this racist crap is Obama's fault. You know what? There's people get beat up in public. What happened to there? It really wasn't that serious. You have to be careful because there's a girl involved. The worst thing you do is let a girl get involved.
But you saw the teaming up against a soul. Look,
man.
It's black versus white. I'll say it.
All over.
Almost always black versus white.
And I don't know what it is with these thugs and the stomping on people's heads and kicking people in the head. I'll tell you right now, if you kick somebody in the head that's on the ground or you jump and stomp on their skull, that should be listed as attempted murder.
Amen to that.
And no ifs, ands, or buts. If there's a video of you doing it, even if you don't get charged with anything else, you're going down for attempted murder because people are getting seriously hurt because of that. And I don't understand what it is with these black kids who feel that's how they have to fight. Watch white kids fight. They don't do that.
And they laugh about it. And who the hell's taking the friggin' video? Get involved. Stop
doing nothing. And you know what, folks? And you got kids. Teach them how to fight. Would you? Teach them how to fight. They're going to have to know this. They should know how to defend themselves. If not, get busy. Okay? Because these people come in gangs. These are children getting beat up badly, like worse than an adult-ass weapon. Like I said, I used to be a bouncer. I never stomped on someone's head. Are you kidding me? That's a good way to kill somebody or cause brain damage. If you're in a fight for your life, sure, kick somebody in the head if you have to. I'm talking about a simple fight, fisticuffs.
There's a high school girl or middle school girl still in the hospital.
Yeah, the one that got her head banged against the pavement. Right. Yeah, that right there. I saw that. I watched that fight. And criminal charges need to be pressed. When you start banging somebody's skull into the pavement and you're in a schoolyard fight, there's something's wrong with you.
But, okay, so that's reflective, in my view, of the infiltration of the attempted takedown of the U.S. by people like Soros, by putting in Soros-funded DAs who refuse to file charges.
But that can be changed. And you know what's going to then what happens, Doug, is maybe the U.S. needs a period of 3 or 4 years where the people start taking care of business.
Like it used to be.
Maybe that's what they need. Because sometimes the best thing is for somebody to be on the street and to take it down when it starts.
I totally agree.
I mean, put it to bed forever. I'm not talking temporary. It's our country's. We love them. I don't want it to where my wife and daughter can't walk down the street.
But we're there. Yes,
we're there. We're there. Yeah. We're there. And they wonder why people are arming themselves. I say arm yourself. And I say when the thugs come, shoot them.
I'm okay with that.
Be done with it. Help other people. If you see somebody getting ganged up on, holler at somebody and say, give me a hand and jump in there.
Don't be afraid of jury duty. You get on a jury like that, you can change the direction of our country by being a juror and saying, you know what? No, they're not going to convict someone of protecting themselves.
Nope. And send a message. And like you said, maybe we have to go through 3 or 4 years of the people solving some problems. That's okay. If that's what it has to be. But this is also going to boil down to, and coming in the show, this is we the people.
No one's coming to our aid.
That's right. We need to understand that whatever happens, it is the responsibility of we the people.
Okay, so we went from a macro level. The introduction was a macro level. We drilled down to the tribal conflict that we saw. What else do you call it, right? Now, let's bounce out to a little bit. Let's go back out to the larger picture. This is something you talked about, we talked about last week. And video 6, cut 6, folks, at HagmanPI.com. This is how dangerous are the new World Health Organization amendments. By the way, we signed on to the amendments. The U.S. did. This is Real America's Voice. It's about 2.5 minutes long, or it's under 3 minutes. But this is one of the most important things that Randy Taylor, you brought up. We need to be paying attention to this.
And they just changed a bunch of stuff on that.
They did. They did.
Yes.
So watch this. Again, it's under 3 minutes, Real America's Voice, laying out the new amendments to the WHO agreement. Next month is
May 24th.
May, right?
Drop dead date.
Yeah. All right. Here it is.
World Health Organizations have these new amendments coming out. If they are to pass at the end of May, they could impose the World Health Organization's own prescription for the world over the rights of countries and individuals to have a say about their health. How dangerous is these WHO amendments, and what do you think about them?
Well, it's been fascinating watching this transaction unfold. I can't believe it's gotten the traction that it has. And they've done it really because they have not had good exposure from the mainstream media. I think if your average American understood what we're looking at, they would be appalled. To be clear, these treaties or these amendments would fundamentally abdicate control over the constitution of our sovereign nation to the World Health Organization in a time of public health crisis. Now, it's important to know about that is it's not just a pandemic that it would impact, but it's control of a public health crisis by their own definition. So it could be a pandemic, but it could be something like climate change if they decide that that's a public health crisis, or gun violence if they decide that that's a public health crisis. And what the nations that sign on to these treaties and agree to abide by them are saying is that should the World Health Organization decide that we are in the midst of a public health crisis, we will cede control to them, that we will follow their dictums, we will follow their mandates, we will follow their lead, and that could mean anything from vaccine mandates to travel restrictions or God only knows what. So I find it terrifying that we would suggest, given, you know, the understanding of who the World Health Organization is, to be very clear, their concern really has very little to do with public health and a heck of a lot to do with world control. They are largely controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Dr. Tedros, who's the head of the WHO, he's not a medical doctor. He was handpicked by the CCP to lead that organization. And I don't have any reason to believe that they have the best interest of Americans at mind. So I find it terrifying that President Biden is likely to sign this into law at the end of May. Now, whether or not it's enforceable is another question. Many states are thinking proactively and are saying that they as a state will opt out, that they are not going to abide by this, that this will become a state's issue, not a federal issue. And so there may be some workarounds. But that said, it doesn't stop the Biden administration from believing that this is a good.
Randy Taylor, Divided States of America. Your thoughts.
How old was that video?
What's that?
How old is that video?
Just this past weekend.
Okay, I just saw something where some of the language was too harsh in it, in the agreement. So they went back, and some of the amendments they did really lessened the language, relinquished some of the power that the World Health Organization thought they were going to inherit.
If I can add something to
I need to find that, because it was a per line item. And I listened to a gentleman that understands that thing pretty well. I was on television this weekend. And I mean, there's still bad things in it, but a lot of it became relaxed.
But what that did was create this vague, nebulous,
right? Maybe it's not even health related,
right?
And putting in, you know, climate and all that.
Exactly.
You can have it's like gun laws. You have gun laws up the ass. Well, unless people follow it, it's just a gun law. But I don't think, you know what? This World Health Organization, they're going to get stepped on. They're going to be done with too. I'll be after Trump's presidency. If he gets in there, I'll be surprised if there's a United Nations building in New York. I'm serious. I just want to know how can I help? That's all I want to know from Mr. Trump.
Again,
just give me a list, baby. You can give me a letter that says I have the authority. And the bank account, and I'd take care of anything he asked me to do
with
efficiency.
Numerous. Yeah,
yes, you would. First thing I'd do is it'd be you and me doing this.
No one wants that. No one.
What a great way to wrap up our careers.
Oh, it certainly would be a wrapping up
what?
Our careers. Yeah,
it'd be CI what?
Yeah.
That's who we have to watch for the Central Intelligence Agency. They are so compartmentalized that one hand doesn't even know what the other hand's doing. It's gotten that crazy.
The silos, they're intentional, by the way.
And the thing is, if people would just look at what the CIA does around the world and then look at their budget, you know that they're selling drugs and prostitution and kids and all that, because there's no way that their allotted budget would cover all the crap they do.
You know,
so anybody with any brains would have said, well, they're making money somewhere. Well, they're the biggest drug dealers in the world, biggest arms dealer in the world, biggest sex traffickers in the world. As far as I'm concerned, they can build that building. They can burn that building down. I don't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
I am done with them. The CIA, you know, when I was a little kid, I always thought those were like my heroes.
You remind me of something, and I want to pose this to the listeners and viewers. If someone comes up to you, Randy Taylor, and introduces themselves, let's just say they say, I'm a CIA agent.
I just turn myself to the hell do you want.
Which, think more basic than that. Think language. Terminology.
I'd probably tell them that far.
Yeah, but think terminology. No, you're not. You're not, because well, how would
you wouldn't be dumb enough to come and talk to me?
Well, what I was getting at was the CIA agent. No.
Actually, officer. They're officers.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, CIA. If he came and said, I'm a CIA agent, I'd say, no, you're not. Yeah. Keep walking. Or I just ignore them. Right. Because CIA is officers. FBI is agents.
There you go.
And everybody, you know, you see in the movies, you know what? Most of the CIA guys that are out there, they're not armed on the job. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. If they're overseas and there's call to be, yeah. But your average CIA officer doesn't walk around like with a weapon.
No,
he knows where to get one.
The State Department, actually.
Yeah, he knows where to get one.
Yeah.
But if someone ever comes up and says that I'm a CIA agent, tell them to shove it or just ignore them and walk away. But FBI are agents, and they're not even good at that.
I guess a little tidbit of factual knowledge. They're officers, not agents. Just FYI. Okay. I don't know why I thought that was important. Okay. All right. Shut up, Doug. All right.
Now I've been looking over my shoulder all week. What'd he say? Honey, what'd that guy say? I'm half deaf anyway, so he'd be saying it to, hey, I want to talk to you. I'd keep walking.
Talk to me in my good ear, will you? The left is so absolutely bent on keeping Trump out and keeping us down. I found this it's one of the final videos here. I found this cut five to be very interesting because this speaks to the tactics of the communist left. This also speaks to the tactics of the Uniparty. But it also, I have to say this, when you look at the intelligence operation against Donald Trump, the intelligence community operation against Donald Trump, or against the J6 member, you know, people involved in J6. This is a very telling video, and it's short. I think it's 2 minutes in length, something like that. This is cut five, and I get your take on the other side. Here it is.
I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year, and I was like, fuck, I finally have to start applying for law school. And then, like, you know, female privilege, life is so easy for a, you know, woman. Obviously, I lucked out. I'm just kidding. I lucked out. And then, you know, TikTok was basically full time for me. And the guy was taking ads by the time I graduated college from like the Biden administration and Planned Parenthood and like dating apps and stuff. So it was like fully financially, you know, sustainable.
So you were getting, the Biden administration was buying ads from you?
Yeah, I was doing full on political propaganda.
And they would just, oh, really? With like what kind of like Biden created 10 million jobs
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, honestly. And the funny thing is they're like, do not disclose this is an ad because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product. So you don't have to disclose it's an ad because I think they just wanted like some edgy girl of color to just tell people like when they nominated like Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're like, can you say like as a person of color, you know, that you feel reflected? And it's like a white woman emailing this to me and she's like giving me this script and I'm like, no. And she's like, please. And I'm like, no, I'll say, I'll like talk about the news of it, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to have a white person tell me to be like, you know, this is how I feel as a person of color. Like, it's just so, I think that blackmailed me slightly on like, you know, political propaganda.
So
stuff.
The Biden administration sees, oh, here's this young,
yeah, I mean, they use like a conduit. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not Biden, but it's like Biden. It's like a third party. You know what I mean? It's like a media company that's doing it on his behalf. I'm not blaming him for this.
Yeah. And the message is like, because you're a dark skinned woman, you will be inspired by Ketanji Brown Jackson and all the kids should support her.
Yeah. They're like, basically as like another black person, just say that like you feel reflected by Ketanji. I'm like, no, I'll talk about like Ketanji's background and her accomplishments. But like, I never, you know what I mean? Like I'm not going to say like the corny stuff. Even if it was a brown person emailing it to me, I'm like, no, that's not like how I feel. Like I don't look at like Ketanji and feel like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That disclosure, RT, the reason I played that is because, and I'm not sure how many people out there listening and watching this platform know this, but that's not limited to influencers like that. That's that also involves shows, audio video shows that have a lot of subscribers, a lot of followers, especially on the left. I'm thinking of one. I'm not going to name them because, you know, being sued is not fun. So even when you have truth on your side, it still costs money. But what does that tell you about the state of affairs, Randy Taylor?
Just that certain degree of the left was always better on social media and socially out there. And I say social media because Obama's the one that really cracked that nut. Okay. He really hit the social media part. The people that were against Bush, it was Gore and one, and I'm trying to think who the other one was. Who did he lose to? This Kerry.
Yes.
Okay. After those two, there was Kerry and the other guys. They weren't that great. When Obama came in, he went straight to social media. Social media is what won Obama the election.
And he developed the phrase fake news.
Yes, but he right away, who was he against? McCain? He got him to McCain.
Yeah, I think.
And the pretty governor Romney? From Alaska.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right. But they didn't have an edge in social media at all. And I knew that they were going to lose because of it at the time. We may have discussed that at the time. There, Obama went straight to the social media because the age that he really can influence are the ones that are all day long. Oh, look, Obama. Oh, look, another thing from Obama. And they didn't even know who John McCain was. Or Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, yeah.
That's it. Sarah Palin. They weren't on social media at all. They had nothing. And Obama wiped the floor with them.
Well, yeah. That's he was social, destined to do that anyway for a number of reasons. But you're right, though.
But the point is, he crossed a threshold that no one had ever really seen before. And what it was is it was great. But that was all the intelligence agencies and all run that stuff.
Right.
As soon as they realized, this might work, I guarantee you, the top dogs and psyops were on it.
And
it worked, and it worked, and it's worked ever since. Not until Trump have you had anybody that was decent in social media. Tell me what other presidents tweeted.
FDR. I'm joking.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, so that right there, if you master the social media, it's yours. The world is yours. And that's where Trump really threw him a loop was he mastered the social media. Plus you had that Q following was behind Trump. You know, there was a lot. Trump had a lot of support. Yeah. It's just lazy people didn't go out and vote. And the left cheated. I don't care what they say. Oh, they cheated. They cheated. They cheated. They cheated. You know, it's... I mean, I can't believe that anybody even... I don't... I can't believe... Left or right.
Right. I mean, you can go back a century and find cheating or more, but more easily and readily, of course, the last several elections, presidential elections, and even local elections. But one more thing, and I like to this to me, Randy Taylor, this was a heavy show to me. I mean, because I don't see a way out of this without it's kind of like going to the dentist. You know it's going to hurt like a okay, mm-hmm. But it's necessary.
It depends how we respond, though. And here's the thing: the other side is going to make that decision for us. When I say us, I'm talking about Christian patriots.
Amen to that. And what
they're going to be the ones that at the end of the day will be deemed responsible.
History truly will show responsible?
Yep. History will show
responsible?
Both.
Okay.
Absolutely righteously. When we step forward, Doug, good Lord will be behind us.
Well, yes, I believe that.
If it comes down to that, because that is just more of good trying to fight evil. Okay. And I just don't think that, you know, I get emails all the time and stuff. And, hey, look, the second seal's open. Hey, that seal's open. Hey, stop. We know not the day. We know not the time.
We can tell the season, but certainly not the anything with specificity.
I guarantee 300 years ago, somebody was having a really bad time in history and thought the Lord was coming.
You go back
to the 1100s, 1200s, all through history, people have said, so the Lord's coming. Okay, he ain't here yet. Okay. I don't think that he wants us to be complacent. No, I really don't.
No.
He don't. And at the end of the day, I'm going to heaven.
And I'll tell you what, Steve Quayle and I were talking about the complacency behind this. Well, you know, it's all up to God anyway. So what does that mean? You're okay?
Our just part, no. What is it?
Yeah.
Our part, he will not do. His part, we cannot do.
There you go.
But, people need to remember that.
But one part, I really want to get this in here. It's a minute 20. One part, folks, one thing that we've been doing, this platform has been doing, working with groups like SaveThem.org, ShatterOps.org, Russ's team, as well as Vets for Child Rescue. I want to leave you, we still have a few minutes left, but this is a minute 20. I want to kind of get toward the end of the show, give you a feel-good video. I think it's important for people to see this because when you support us, when you support what we're doing, we're supporting this. We're involved, actively involved in this kind of work. And
we're fighting.
We're actually on the ground, boots on the ground fighting.
We're actually doing something. Yeah, this whole platform and the people involved in it are doing something.
Exactly.
That's all we ask. People do something.
So in the 7 minutes we have left, we'll take a minute 20 out of it. Watch this, folks. This is from Vets for Child Rescue. Craig Sawman Sawyer, good friend of mine, good friend of the program, good friend of ours. Here it is.
We're running a sting operation, and we've just had one of our chatters identify a predator. He is coming for her, and so she's made a prearranged designation for him to do that. It's a corner store. He's coming there. He thinks she's meeting him on foot. He believes she's 15 years old. The thing is, when he gets there, law enforcement are going to take him down.
That's them. Move. That's them. Move, move, move. Red vehicle, sedan, four door.
I got to tell you, what a rush.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a real event, Craig.
We just heard recently a very high-ranking person in the military.
Yeah.
U.S. military has been arrested and taken down for this. And we always stop and think about that. You have somebody like that that is overseas, the damage that they did to the children overseas that were anywhere near them.
Oh, yeah.
I have no use for these people. I really don't. And I honestly don't think that if you're a child pedophile that you rehabilitate. I just don't think so. I think you have to be made into a position, and like they used to do in the old days, do the electronic neutering or whatever, castration, however they used to do the castration. That's a step in the right direction. But yeah. I had no point. If they're caught in cases like that, man, we're too soft on them. They wouldn't be doing it if we weren't as soft. And so many people are involved in this, though. So many people, the high-ranking, the high-society people, you know, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I found some
documents, I've got to tell you, relating to the Franklin cover-up. I'm not sure. I have to double check to see if these ever saw the light of day. But Bill Barr, was notified of certain things. When I say the Frank cover up, that was part of it, but there was more of child exploitation. Bill Barr, Robert Mueller, when he was director of the FBI. When Barr was part of the AG's office the first time, or the previous early on. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
And just ahead. Quickly, why is Barr suddenly pro-Trump? What the heck is going on there? What happened? What triggered? What does he know? I think he knows his ass is in the breeze.
Is he really? Or is he really pro-Trump, or is he just...
No, he's trying to save his butt. I think he knows that Trump, there's a good chance that Trump's going to be in office, and he's not going to be kind to the traitors. That's the problem that a president had. Everybody turned on him.
Yes.
See, I wouldn't turn on him. If I give you my loyalty, and I tell you I'm loyal to you, okay, I might quit working for you, but I'm not going to turn on you. Anybody could come and ask me, hey, did they... Don't talk to me. I know. I'm not answering your question. They're those kind of things you take to the grave. I don't operate that way.
And even in a business/social setting, it should be that way where you've got loyalty as
Thank
a friend,
you.
As yes. a colleague.
Yes.
But we're talking yes. about a country here. So that's even more dire.
Man, we got our work cut out once everything is in place.
Yeah.
The work, I mean, even if Trump wins by a landslide, all that, the work is going to have to be done day one. You know what I mean? And there's going to be, that's one of the things the left fears is having to answer for what they've done.
I'm telling you what, my brother and listeners and viewers, it is going to be extremely bumpy over the next, 190
Oh, days. Yeah. It'll get worse before it gets better, buddy.
Indeed. Indeed.
And ladies and gentlemen,
drink your coffee.
Okay. Remember, this goes to help the children.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just that. You're getting actually a great product. This is absolutely, you'll love it. There's three different plans. Go to the website, look at them. Definitely.
Anything
you can do. Yeah, I actually do the show now with two cups of coffee. That's I love it. The stuff tastes great. It's I'll stand it up against any brand out there.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's got coffee now, but hey, we do our best in splitting up the proceeds with respect to the companies
Absolutely.
That help, or the organizations that help children. Randy Taylor, thank you very much.
Right on, brother.
Again,
right on.
Very heavy, spiritually heavy show, but God bless you, my friend. And folks, God bless each and every one of you.